Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. It's 10 minutes after 5 as we get this wonderful show underway. And you know me, I don't like to start off a program, especially the Friday program, with a downer. But we have a very serious homeless problem here in the Wausau area, especially down by the river. It's getting intrusive. Last night I encountered one. A shaggy,
oh, brother,
smelly man. He smelled like old cheese.
I'm sitting there
old
having,
spice
having
and,
a nice
and
dinner,
regret.
Having a nice dinner at Culver's before my football game, and all of a sudden, my booth seat starts getting jostled from behind, and there's a guy muttering to himself, and I thought it maybe was one of our street people that came in to have a burger. Here it's you. Like, I don't see you enough during the day. You got to come and have dinner at the same place I am and sit next to me.
It was strictly a coincidence. Yeah, okay. I mean, I didn't plan it or anything like that. But, yeah, the family and I, it was one of those things. I'd had a long day, and I didn't feel like messing around with cooking or anything like that, and the missus didn't feel like cooking. So I said, you know what, let's just run up to Culver's and have some dinner. It's easy to do. And we ordered, and we're trying to find a booth, and my wife heads for the booth. And I recognize you right away because the glint off your head from the fluorescent lights. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to motion to her, no, don't go, don't sit there. No, don't sit there. And so I thought, well, yeah. And then I did. I saw you, and I got in the booth right behind you, just started moving the seat around. Jostling around.
Said, who is funny. This jerk back here? Am I going to have to turn and have a confrontation?
I could see. I was trying to, look over my shoulder at you, and it was really funny because I could see that hunch in your shoulder. Was like, oh, geez, why? Why do I have to put? Why is this guy bothering me? Good gravy, sakes! Like, well, anyway, it was.
How was your butter burger, by the way?
I didn't have that. I had their. I had fried chicken.
Ah,
and it's good. I like their fried chicken. It's. I don't know. It was just anyway. It could. If you're going to be a criminal, we're changing subjects, by the way. If you're going to be a criminal, who is the last person you want to steal from?
Probably the police chief.
Yeah. Remember back in the day when a guy stole the purse from John Gotti's mother? Remember that?
He tried to give it back with extra money in it after he found out who it was.
Well, he turned himself in immediately. As soon as they found out that, as soon as the criminal found out that he had purse snatched John Gotti's mom, he immediately turned himself in.
Yeah.
Please put me in jail. Put me in solitary.
Isolation, yeah. You know? Yeah.
You got to think that this guy that stole the truck from Police Chief Hardell has got to have some kind of an issue. Jason Warner of Michigan, apparently.
Of all the trucks I could have stolen,
He went and he rolled up onto the home of Police Chief Hardell, stole his pickup truck, and left another truck in it. What, he thought that the chief wouldn't notice? Like, isn't it my truck? Anyway, stole his truck, left it at a truck stop, got a ride with somebody else, and was apprehended just walking down I-94 in Jackson County.
You think maybe the Police Benevolent Society bumper sticker on the bumper gives it away a little bit? You may want to stay away from that one.
I don't know. It's just
so this guy is running from Michigan and changing cars as he goes, stealing cars as he goes.
Yeah.
He just happens to steal our police chief's car. That's
Whoops.
Nice.
Whoops.
Maybe he looked in the glove compartment, figured out what it was, and then dumped it, and that's why he was caught walking along I-94. First of all, if you're a criminal walking along I-94, it's illegal to hitchhike on the interstate, and you're going to get stopped.
Who said he was hitchhiking?
Well, even if he's walking on I-94, unless you're carrying a gas can, the State Patrol, even if you're carrying a gas can, the State Patrol is going to stop and see what's going on.
Warner was reportedly reported as a missing person and endangered by his family.
He's
a rare species.
Maybe he's got some medical condition and doesn't know what's going on.
He's facing fines, up to 20 years in prison if convicted. The judge in the case set his bond at $20,000.
God.
For stealing the cops. Anyway, also ordered him to take his medications. That's the key right there. Obviously, anybody who's stupid enough to steal a police chief's ride probably needs medication. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for Wednesday at 10:15 next week.
I'm curious, what does Police Chief Hardell have in his truck
that would identify him?
That would identify him as a law enforcement officer or as a police chief?
You know, I...
Does he have his badge in the glove compartment?
Maybe,
is there a walkie-talkie in there?
Maybe
or
a
special
light,
radio?
Maybe
or?
One of those lights to stick on top if he's going to a crime scene?
You know, that might be. Might have a...
What's this red light doing sitting here on the seat?
That's convenient. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. All kinds of tasty radio goodness coming your way after we have a great conversation with Justin Lowe of Newsline 9.
Hello, everyone. This is John Travolta, and I would like to let everyone know that I am doing my part battling ALS by making a very generous donation to fight this horrible affliction. And I am officially challenging my supreme galactic overlord, Xenu, to either dump a bucket of sacred Scientology water over his three heads, or he can raise Lou Gehrig from the dead by this Friday. Good luck, Xene.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.